Welcome to Mind Mastery and Manifestation, the number one podcast helping you rewire your mind to erase fear, unlock your greatest potential, and get the extraordinary relationships, businesses, and lives you've always wanted. We're your hosts, Dan Mendelo
and Sophie Kessler. Welcome back to the Mind Mastery and Manifestation podcast. We've got a fun one for you guys. We're going to be jamming with you on a lot when it comes to social media marketing. So if you are somebody who is in the online space, wants to be in the online space, or has contemplated the online space, this is going to be an episode really for you, especially when it comes to social media marketing. And what we're going to be jamming on is what we've seen work, what we've seen change, what we've seen stop working, sharing about what we're currently doing in our businesses, and giving you insight into what we believe are some of the best strategies moving forward to really support you in your online business, both from the internal perspective and also from the external strategy perspective. So on that note, let's dive in.
Yeah. Now, remember also with everything that we're going to drop on you in this episode, that there is some level of testing, right? So there is no like one size fits all or like this works for everything in exactly this way. So take everything in terms of just like, hey, these are what we're seeing. Try it with your business, test it, tweak it, and fit it to your needs. For example, one of the things that I have seen that does work for me and works generally are personal stories. So what I think I've seen more and more of in social media is people really wanting to know who you are, right? Not just in what you do, but why you do what you do. And it's like if you meet someone walking down the street, you meet someone at a party or something, the old school thing, or, you know, the sort of like basic bitch thing is to immediately ask, like, what do you do? Who are you? What do you do? And that's it. And I think it's just a very thin way of getting to know people. And when people buy from you, they enroll with you, it's because at some level, they're either like you already or they want to be like you. And how are they going to know that unless you really show them who you are? So personal stories are super duper effective. And with that, just remember to be as vulnerable as possible, right? If you're going to meet someone, if you show them something you aren't, then they're not really going to get to know you. But if you really let them see who you really are, quirks and freak flag and all, right? And your vulnerabilities and everything, that's going to help them feel really connected to you.
Yeah. So the big pivot that we've seen in the last, I'd probably say 5 years or so, is previously before this big shift in the industry, everyone wanted to be this very polished, very professional type of brand and that was very suited up. And that was kind of the norm. And I'm sure a lot of you have seen that online. And somewhere along the lines, especially in the last 5 years, there's been a massive pivot for this authenticity movement, which is a lot of what Dan's talking about and what he's referring to, where you become so much more authentic in your branding and your business and your positioning, and you share more about who you are. And this looks different for every person depending on a few things. Number one, what your actual service is, or if you're in the product-based space, who you really are, right? If you are somebody who's just naturally more polished, or if you're somebody who is naturally a little bit more like quirky and dorky and silly. And so I think that the shift for a lot of people has been this coming back to wholeness in a way, where instead of feeling like they have to show up like so-and-so because this is how so-and-so did it, they're allowing themselves to be more of who they really are. And a big part of this, what I've seen, especially in like the last probably 2 years, is this huge movement with a lot of the female entrepreneurs in this space where they're shifting away from this need to be super hyper masculine in their content. And I'm sure you all remember like the Tony Robbins type of energy of like rah, 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 and go, and like super aggro. But there's been a huge shift where a lot of people are like, that's just not naturally me. A lot of people are more introverted and quiet and calm and relaxed. And so it's become this more acceptable way of showing up and building your presence, if that's who you normally are, to just be somebody who's calm grounded, collected. And that actually is what works better than trying to put on the persona that isn't actually you.
Yeah. I mean, again, the thing here is to really imagine if you're going to talk to someone like in real life, not through a screen, who would you be? How would you talk? How would you show up? Like if you're a real chill person, like Sophie is saying, like, are you really just going to start trying to be Tony Robbins if you meet someone at a club? Like, I don't really think so. But that also means you get to talk about whatever the hell you want to talk about. What I've seen here is that these sort of rigid structures or like unspoken rules of what you need to look like or be, they're all going out the window, right? So even things like the pictures that you see, which all used to be super duper professional and really well posed and everything looking like it should be in a magazine, these don't really show up as much, right? For like really successful marketing, people want to see the real you, whatever that looks like, right? I mean, you can still get professional shots done, but instead of these contrived poses that really look like you're trying to be a magazine model, right? Or like, this is what a business person looks like and how they sit rather than how you sit and how you look like. We're really just looking for more authenticity. So you get to dress however you dress, hold yourself however you hold yourself, and talk about whatever you want to talk about. Like if you get together and you really like talking about, like for me, I love talking about hallucinogenic drugs. I do. I think it's an incredible experience. Mushrooms are my personal favorite because of what it does in the brain and how it impacts the body and the experiences, the awareness and all that stuff. And a couple of years ago, a coach talking about magic mushrooms online, that's a sin, right? You never do that a couple of years ago. But now, if it's something that's authentic, it's totally fine, right? So you get to be more free online and talk about these things that might have been hush.
Yeah. And I think a big part of this is there's a line of like vulnerability that everyone gets to draw for themselves. And there's some people who love to be super vulnerable and share every aspect of themselves and their lives. And there's other people who like to have like a little bit more privacy. And so there's also that permission that you don't have to share every little thing about you and your life in order to be successful. You get to really decide like how you want to show up online. And I think the easiest part there is really creating space for yourself, right? What is the persona that you're building for yourself online? And that's really the way that you want to think about this is this persona a reflection of like who I am in the offline space and how much of me does it reflect, right? And what parts am I comfortable sharing? And as you share more and more, maybe you share a certain level with the public audience and then inside of your private communities, you're a little bit more authentic. That's totally up to you. And I think that's the biggest piece when it comes to social media marketing specifically, is it's really making sure that you feel comfortable with what you're sharing. And I think that's the biggest piece is you'll oftentimes, and you guys can feel this when people write posts, when somebody's writing something because they feel like they need to share something and be super vulnerable, it's very different than somebody just authentically connecting. So it's important that when you're creating content, when you're sharing, you're coming from a place of like, this is what I'm comfortable with, not just what I feel like I should be doing.
There's all sorts of things here that we've been kind of testing and playing around with. Like for me, mixing this into a different style of writing when I'm writing my posts. Like my mentor taught me about these like three different levels of consciousness when you're marketing. And animal consciousness, intellectual consciousness, and spiritual consciousness. Animal consciousness is more towards survival, just like, what do I need in order to get through? And so when you market to these audience, you're going to speak in a very specific way, right? Like, here's your pain, here's your problem, here's your pain, here's your problem. Just trying to get them to the next step. Try to keep them out of like debtor's prison. And then when you get to intellectual consciousness, it's more about building and growing and like real solutions to longer term thinking. And there it's much more strategy, much more on like education. And then you get into spiritual marketing, which is more about becoming a better person, right? Marketing in a way through stories, through bonding, through talking about expanding influence and impact and just becoming a different person. This is something that I'm testing while mixing in my stories and mixing in talking about what really drives me and what I'm really passionate about. And so that can just show you a little bit about how even when we're talking about stories, there are different ways to write them and different focuses and different approaches. And so it really depends on who you are and who your audience is too.
Yeah, this is an interesting one. It reminds me of the concept of spiral dynamics. We put one of like the early episodes that we recorded way back. But essentially, if you recall spiral, if you didn't listen to that episode, it's a really juicy one. I would go back and find it somewhere along the lines of like spiral dynamics. But similar concept where it's connecting and understanding the different levels of consciousness and the way that each of these levels think, their needs and their basic desires, and then being able to communicate to each level at a different time. Because the truth is, all of these parts are always existing inside of us at all times. It's just which part is essentially driving the bus. And the question that you get to ask is, where is my ideal client essentially operating from? Are they operating from this animal type of thinking? Are they operating from more of this intellectual? Are they operating from this more metaphysical and or spiritual? And being able to identify that is one component, but it's also understanding that your ideal client is human in the sense that they'll rotate between these parts. So we don't stay in one piece, which is why it's important for us to be able to connect and relate with our clients on multiple levels, right? So it's like this multidimensional marketing is the way that I love to describe it. And so it's thinking about, okay, how am I connecting to my ideal client from the perspective of relationships? How am I connecting to my ideal client from the perspective of career? How am I connecting to my ideal client from the perspective of finances, from the perspective of any other aspect that is relevant to them? And I think this is the piece that a lot of entrepreneurs struggle with. And I'll speak specifically to the service-based industry because I don't feel like I have enough experience in the product-based industry to really be able to give enough advice there. But in the service-based industry, it's really understanding who specifically that you're speaking to. And I think this is where a lot of people get hung up, is they'll kind of like pick a niche, right? They'll say like, I want to work with, it's a big one that comes up. Like, I want to work with moms, or I want to work with this type of person. But whatever the niches that you're picking, and we'll go with moms, for instance, and like mompreneurs to get even more niche specific. There's such a spectrum inside of that niche. And I think this is where a lot of people kind of miss the boat. Because when you're looking at the niche of mompreneurs, that spectrum is talking about a few different things. We're talking about levels of consciousness, but we're also talking about relativity, right? And the relativity comes down to, depending on where they're currently operating from, their current level of consciousness, there's going to be different things that are more relevant and more prevalent in their life. So for somebody who, let's say, is already running a six-figure business and she has been doing this for a few years and she's kind of been in the game for a little while, what her focus is and things that are going to be relevant to her and the topics that are going to really connect to her are going to be very different than the person who's struggling to kind of get their business off the ground. And so you have to really understand, okay, who actually is this woman on a human level, right? Aside from just the business piece, what is her relationship like? What is actually happening in her fitness, her self-love, her these other areas of her life, and figuring out what of those areas are actually her core focus, the pieces that really influence her the most, right? And then when we are aware of that, that's really where the magic comes in your marketing, because then you can connect on a personal level, which is where people are most magnetized by these days.
Right. Remember that when you have a service-based business, you are a huge part of that service, right? It's that human connection, because ultimately your services, unless you're one of the very few people in the world who really do have a unique thing that like only you do, your services are not that unique. Or not unique at all. There are probably thousands and thousands of people who do the exact same thing, but there's only one of you. And there's only one person with your experiences and your unique combination of interests and desires and lifestyle choices and experiences and all that stuff. And so it's really important to be able to connect with your audience using that stuff. I mean, those are your gifts, right? And when you can connect that way with something that's really important for your client, they can see that you're much more than just another person offering the same service, right? Because at that level, if you're just another person offering the same service, then they're going to go for the cheapest one. They're going to go for the one that makes the most sense for them at the moment. And that may or may not be you. But when it becomes a personal thing, then people can make all sorts of different decisions, right? It's more than just money or time. And it becomes a much more well-rounded experience for them, right? It's like, how many times have you decided to go back to a restaurant or to a store just because the people there are awesome, right? I mean, that's the kind of thing that you want to create. You want to create that experience for your audience online. They keep on coming back to you, not just because of what you do for them, but who you are and how you make them feel. And that's also really important to have as more than just Instagram stories or posts that are kind of ephemeral. I mean, Instagram stories are like lightning bugs, right? They're on and out. Your posts, sure, they hang out online, but it's also important for you to have things that last, right? That's why Sophie and I both have a blog. That's why we're creating a lot of things, a lot of videos, a lot of things that'll last so that people can keep on coming back and keep on connecting to us and building it so that there is, like, if someone comes over to your apartment and they look around and they see your decorations and they see the story of you and the story of your business and the story of where you're going, it's also good to have that online so people can go in there and see the same thing and really get to know you.
So essentially what Dan's talking about here is what I would refer to as brand equity. And so brand equity is essentially any assets that you're creating that have longevity and long, basically like they last more than just the moment, right? And the issue with social media today, specifically speaking to Facebook and Instagram, is there's no SEO involved. There's no search engine optimization in essence. And what I mean when I say that is you post something and it gets engaged when it's posted and then it dwindles down and it gets lost in the sea of content because there's so many people constantly creating content. And so when we're talking about assets, we're talking about things that essentially live forever, actually have SEO. And those are things essentially blogs, like podcasts, like YouTube channels that are not dependent on you having to push to it to bring people to that content. And so this is where, personally, I see a lot of the industry starting to shift to is creating for themselves more than just what they're posting on social. And I think this is where so many people in the short term burn out because it's a great short-term strategy for profit generation, but it's not a long-term sustainable business plan. And I think that's what a lot of us forget. And especially if we've had a lot of success in the social media marketing space where we've been on Facebook and Instagram and we've created profit and we know what to do to create profit. But the thing is, and I can tell you personal experience, doing launches online and doing them year round or doing them whenever we want to generate revenue, it requires so much effort. And even if we have systems built out, there's still this expansion of energy that has to be put into creating the content, pushing the content, producing the content, engaging with the audience. And so really what a lot of us are wanting to shift into is how can we create this essence, this authority, this longevity with our brand? We're not just like this person who's showing up here, but we become in a way, I think Scott loves to turn the coin omnipresent, right? And where we're constantly alive and around everywhere. And one of the best ways that I've seen is really through content like YouTube, where it is essentially its own search engine. And the content that you put on YouTube, if you optimize and do it right, not to say that it's a walk in the park, but when it's done correctly, it's something that lives forever. So when people are searching and you've created content that's highly searched content and you are able to rank at a certain level, regardless of whether it's been years since you posted that video, if you streamline it correctly, somebody can be consuming your content years down the road, going through whatever the system is that you built out and then investing in whatever your service is. So it becomes this much more automated piece. Well, also you do get to maintain your social presence, but you're not dependent on Facebook and Instagram anymore. And I think that's kind of the shift that we're starting to see in the entrepreneurial space, is this move from, okay, short-term marketing on social to long-term brand equity and brand assets and what that actually looks like.
That does a number of things as well, right? You have like a world that you create for people in this. When you have all that brand equity, when you have that place, whether it's a blog or you have your videos, you've got something there that people can get lost in your world and become like a raving fan. And you don't really need that many of them. That's the thing, right? Like, what is that book? Like 1,000 real fans, 1,000 true fans. The idea that you can have a thriving business for essentially forever, and all you need is 1,000 hardcore fans. You really don't need that many more. And you create that by getting people kind of hooked on you, right? And having people easily find you. Like, yes, omnipresent, you're everywhere, right? Increasing the law of familiarity so people can just, they feel like you're already a part of their lives. They already know you. They know you maybe better than some of the people that they've actually met in person. And then when you drop an offer to work together in person or doing something like that, then it just makes sense, right? It feels right and it converts a lot better. Really what we're trying to do is increase or deepen is the right word. Deepen your relationships with people online, and anything that can help you do that will help your business. But that also expands, right? You want to do the same thing online and offline. Like some of the things that I'm going to be testing pretty soon is not just everybody has a Facebook group and everything, but hosting dinners and lunches and creating like actual communities, people who can see and touch each other in person, to allow each other to get to know each other, allow people to get to know me, and create even more relationships, right? That's the whole thing. If we want authenticity, then we can create it both online and offline, just through creating as many conversations in whatever way possible.
I love the whole concept here of in-person events. This is something that's been coming up a lot lately. There's a great way to do it. Somebody who's really mastered it in the coaching space, you may have heard of him. His name's Alex Moscow. Has done an incredible job with really leveraging live events and really creating a community, a raving culture through events, and being able to have so many people from the online world come and connect in person. And from that deep experience, that deep intimate experience, they then decide to take those next steps. So it's really a powerful process. And again, there's so many different ways to do everything, and there's not a right or a wrong way. It's just about the right way for you. And then obviously testing. I think the biggest piece here and what we've found over the years, and when I say we, I'm referring to myself and my business partner, Mel, is that you have to test. You have to test. And regardless of how something works for somebody else, it doesn't necessarily mean it's going to work the same for you. So it's really important to feel into what it is that you're wanting to create, and that you're getting insight from people that have had incredible success that mirror your business and your model, so that you can actually have some insurance in the sense that it's worked for what you're creating. So in the sense of the online, or excuse me, in the in-person event space, I think it can be something that can be highly profitable. And I think it's something that a lot of people in the online world are craving so deeply. And I feel like there's a system that gets to be created to really amplify the results from that. And I think that's where the magic lies. So really leaning on and discovering, because this isn't really something that I've had a whole lot of experience with quite yet. And I think I've run probably 2 really intimate small retreats, and they were so fun. but not highly profitable. And we were doing more so just testing with it versus actually wanting to produce profit. So it's interesting to kind of hear these models and then test them and see what's happening. But yeah, very curious to see what's going to happen in the online space over the next few years as people are really, really craving a lot more of that in-person connection.
Well, something that I'm also seeing, like everybody was doing webinars at first, and now it feels like there is the movement to make it even more personal. So you're seeing more like live webinars or more like Zoom conferences, right? So it's live, it's fairly informal. It feels just like having a conversation with someone in a room. And I think that's just coming from that. It's, you know, more and more and more people want to see you. They want to hear you. They want to be able to talk with you and ask you questions and interact with you. And there are all sorts of ways to do it, right? There are all sorts of different platforms, there are all sorts of different tools and apps you can use in order to get it done. So yeah, Sophie's right. You got to test it out and see which one you like the most. It might be Instagram Lives or Facebook Live events or whatever it is. Or maybe it's one of those things where you do have most of your stuff online and then give them an opportunity to meet you in person, either at a paid event or what I'm starting to see is a lot of just free events, right? A lot just to network, just to meet people, just to take it offline and add that human touch. And I'm not talking about like a networking group, okay? Right? Where it's like people just come and try to do the mix of like trying to be a normal person, but also trying to be an ad at the same time. What I'm starting to see is more people inviting each other to these groups, literally just to get to know each other, just to talk, right? Like an informal mastermind. And it's amazing what can come out of that, because really what we're looking at is entrepreneurs going more into the energy of pure service rather than always the sale, realizing that the sale can and will happen once the human connection and the service is established.
This is so relevant, not just in the offline in-person world, but online too. And I think the biggest issue for most entrepreneurs is their lack of patience. Their lack of patience when building relationships. People are so quick to want to create profit that they completely negate the fact that it's so important to really connect with your audience and build and deepen your relationships with your audience. And one of the most powerful ways to do this is just through messaging, connecting, and not direct messaging to pitch products, but genuinely building relationships to really say like, hey, I love what you posted today. Like that was genuinely really valuable, right? And wanting to just have these amazing people that you really feel like, wow, this is somebody that I would love to work with, right? But you're not coming from that place of like, buy my product. You're coming from this place of like, hey, I just want to add value. I just want to be of service, right? And I think that's where a lot of people kind of miss the ball. There's like a what almost feels like a stream of arrogance in the sense like we're above that. We're above connecting and actually like messaging and building relationships with our audience and with our people. But the truth is, it's like that's where the magic lies, is in you actually spending the time connecting, answering questions, getting to know people. And that's where people really get to know you and get to trust you and get to see who you really are. So I think there's a lot of value in messaging and in connecting. And obviously there's different ways to leverage this on different platforms. I'd say DMing works best on Instagram. On Facebook, I would say it's more so commenting and engaging on posts. Not a lot of people are as enjoying the process of direct messaging on Facebook. There's a little bit more resistance there, but people really love to engage in comments and have conversations going in threads. And then obviously with permission moving to DMs. So it's just having awareness around A, what is the platform that you're using and what is the culture there? And then B, really being somebody who's adamant about consistently engaging and in a way you're prospecting potential clients to just build relationships and get inside of those networks and get inside of those communities.
I mean, if you think about, it always goes in my mind to dating, like business and dating, right? If you want, let's say you're single and this would actually be what, you know, what I did when I was single, which is, you can have your entrepreneur way, which is like, you target just the people who you want and you speak only with them, right? And you go in hard, like Sophie's saying, totally impatient. And that's like going in there and just finding your person and immediately walking up going, hey, I'm pretty awesome. Want to go on a date, right? And see how that works. Versus what I used to love doing, which is just walking into a place and just making friends, talking with a lot of people and just seeing who connects and knowing that even if this is a person who might not be someone I want to date directly, I don't know who they know. I don't know who they'll introduce me to. I don't know where this might lead, or I might just have an awesome friend who's just awesome, you know, or like a business partner or a client. God knows what can come out of it, right? But it needs to start with a normal conversation of just two people interacting, right? However your style is, whether you're curious or teasing or you ask a lot of deep questions or you're really funny, like whatever your interaction style is, go with that, with just the idea of getting to know people, right? And interact, and who knows what can come out of it. The same exact thing online, right? Like it's the same exact thing. You don't know. You might talk to someone you might think is a prospect, right? But through the conversation you find, okay, maybe not a great prospect, but knows three people who they can refer you to. Right. And just because you built that connection, they like, know, and trust you because you like, know, and trust them, they'll feel good about referring their people to you. And all of a sudden, instead of getting one client, you get three. And it's really just because you were patient and because you led with authenticity and you cared about real connection.
Yeah. So we've shared a lot in this episode when it comes to social media marketing, the shifts that we've seen in the last few years. And I think the biggest place that all of this is going is back to basics in a lot of ways. It's A, getting clear on who you're actually speaking to and really connecting with that person, being who you genuinely are and allowing yourself to be seen in whatever that means for you. And then C, really focusing on genuine relationship building, connecting, whether that's through Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, whatever platforms you're using. And then I think the final piece really is, how are you actually building longevity with your brand and creating brand assets for yourself so that you're not always living in the hamster wheel of posting every single day on social media about whatever it is that you're doing and constantly trying to nurture and engage people, but you're creating an actual community online that is obsessed with you in a lot of ways and that your brand precedes your reputation. So all of that being said, I think the biggest thing for you is to really decide and tune in. You've gotten a lot from this episode, but tune into what feels most relevant for you. Where do you want to start? And I think the biggest thing here is to pick one thing, right? Is it refining and getting clear on who your ideal client is? Is it focusing on really starting to create connection online and actually building relationships through messaging? Is it looking for what is that third avenue going to be as far as creating brand assets, right? And really deciding, okay, what's going to be the one next step? And then focusing on that one next step. Because if you try to do all of it, nothing's going to get done. So pick one, dive in, and let us know how it goes. We love, love, love hearing from you guys.
Yeah, and as part of letting us know, if you did get a lot out of this episode, out of this podcast in general, head over to iTunes, give us those 5 stars, give us the review, help us out. It would make a really big difference for us, but also just let us know that this shit's working for you, right? We love that interaction. And hey, reach out to us on Instagram or on Facebook. Create that human connection with us. If you've got questions or any comments or requests for something you want us to talk about, or just want to share an experience that you had because of something you learned on this podcast, we would love to get to know more about you and love to hear from you. It really makes a big difference for us too.
So on that note, guys, have an absolutely incredible day, and we will see you on the next episode.